Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Cumberland. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Cumberland. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting eighth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Billingham. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jack Billingham. And now, play ball. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger takes first base on ball four. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke takes first base on ball four. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Menke moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Cumberland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger misplays the ball. That's an error on Metzger. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jack Billingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billingham strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Menke strikes out. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietz strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingman. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Kingman steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Jack Billingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billingham is 0-for-1 in the game. Billingham hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first, with Cumberland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland is 0-for-1 in the game. Cumberland hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes is hit by the pitch. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Bonds reaches second base with a double. There goes Fuentes trying to get to home. Cedeno throws the ball into Morgan, who relays the ball to Howard, who tags Fuentes, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cumberland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Astros, 1. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietz is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Rosario pinch runs for Dick Dietz. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Russ Gibson now catching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Menke bunts towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuentes covering, for the out. Wynn moves to third. One out. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Giants. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Billingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billingham is 0 for 2 in the game. Billingham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metzger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson pinch hits for John Cumberland. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Barr now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards third. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 3 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Geronimo pinch runs for Bob Watson. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geronimo. The throw from Gibson and he is out, Fuentes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo now playing left field. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Gallagher pinch hits for Russ Gibson. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.